are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA Accent on LA Talk Radio, 6 till 7, every Monday on Channel 1. Ilona Europa here, like every week, and I'm loving. And we have today two of my great friends. One is the newest one, and one is the old friend of mine. Hello, Gary. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hey, Ilona, Gary Dunham here. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and we have this somebody really, really sweet and beautiful and so tiny in a way. This is your new wife, and your name is Erica.
Yes, my name is Erica. Thank you so much, gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh, and you are going by your husband's name?
Not legally.
Okay, and what is the cutest? I think that in 10 months you'll be having in 2 months. Your anniversary, first anniversary, yes?
Yes,
that's correct.
And I'm so happy to see Gary. So, so happy. Gary, I like always on our radio, we'll be presenting your music because you're a singer and songwriter. We'll talk a little bit more about you. And we need to introduce your first song. And I know it's so different from what my productions and my songwriting is. Gary, you are a very unusual songwriter. Describe us. What is this song about? And don't scare us, please.
No, I'll try not to. This song is one of two sounds which is going to be featured on the upcoming album. Very much so. So many albums these days. It's you get in and it's you want to have that same sound throughout the whole thing. You want to avoid having every song sound different. You know, too different. You want a good theme. So what I've done is I've actually taken two distinct sounds, and I'm going to be doing the album half on one, half on the other. This first song is it's a song about spiritual struggle called On My Own, and basically it's dealing with the problems of having life come between me and my creator. And, so that's what this song's about.
It's pretty deep. Let's listen in.
I'm running out of reasons lately for the way I push you for control. Kind of feels like the devil plays me to kill myself, but then this just falls. We'll be right back.
Wow. Again, you need to tell me, Gary, you have some amazing lines in this song, okay? Which one you think is the most important?
In the chorus, there's a line that says, my submission's not for show. And I think that of all the lines in this song, that's the one. It's I wrote this at a time when I was actually, of all things, I was going through a drinking thing, and I was drinking really heavy, and you know, it felt like there was this one half of me that wanted to, you know, be close to God and pursue righteousness, and then there was this other half of me that couldn't let go of that bottle, and I'm sitting there begging God to realize or requesting that God know my submission on this other half, it's not for show, and feeling like I had to verbalize that because there's this other half of me that can't put the bottle down.
Yeah.
And that line by itself, you know, at least in my life, was one of the most controversial situations that I've ever been in.
Oh, boy. I know you for so many years, Gary. We worked together on many, many projects, and we just worked very closely. Then you disappeared from our lives, or my life. Then you came back, and we just, you know, met in our house and just wrote some songs and tried to do another style music, because you are very, very versatile singer and songwriter. And I am surprised how beautifully and honestly you are talking about your struggles, you know. And I know you are a very young man, and seems like you are almost 100 years old, because you went through all. And I'm telling you, I know you are the rocker, you know, and seems like a guy who plays hard rock, that's what you're supposed to do. But I think a lot of these guys are just pretending to be one. You really have your life. Life beat you up very, very badly, and you allowed life to beat you down. And then you somehow, you know, you are like rising. Every time when I see you, something good, unusual happening in your life, and you're so smart, and we'll be talking also about you being a businessman, you know, and this is just the beginning. Gary will join our show, and we'll be talking about business side of him and what he's doing in real world. But again, you know, yeah, the struggle and your honesty, you talking about that.
Yeah, you know, you made this comment that your words, I think, just a second ago, or I don't know how, but you seemed to rise up, and the truth of the matter is I didn't have anything left. I had no strength left. I had nothing. The only thing I wanted to do was either die. I mean, in this song, one of the other lines in this song is, Father, won't you please take me home?
Yeah.
I was begging God to end this for me and take me to that better place. And God did something else. Excuse me.
A different plan for you.
Yeah, he had a different plan.
We'll talk about your plan. You know, yeah. If you want take a little break. You know, I do not know how deeply we want to go through your life, but I think to understand your music, we need to know more about who is Gary. Gary the human, Gary the friend, Gary the really nice guy, Gary the guy who is in trouble, Gary who is so intelligent. I don't know, when I met you, were like maybe 21, 22, and you know, then I was married to really smart guy also, and we decided that you are one of the smartest guy that we ever met, and if we will not know how young you were, you know, then we could put maybe 30 years old man, but you were then 21, and you are like self-starter in almost everything what you do, and for whatever reason, you are doing this brilliantly. And I'm just so proud of you right now, seeing you just first being happy, and we'll come back to Erica, because every smart man cannot be happy if doesn't have smart woman next to him, and somebody that will stay forever and believe in you. And Erica has a lot of things probably that she can say why she loves you so much. And then going back maybe a little bit to your past, because when I have a link on Facebook, on Accent On Facebook, link to your page, and you are very, in a way, aggressive, arrogant and very shy man. You have this lot of funky faces about you. And, you know, your website is a very sweet and shy and very gentle. We will talk a little bit more because you are much more than when you wrote about yourself. But you say so beautifully, when I was 14 years old, I had been playing guitar for just about 1 year and really wanted to record my music. And you can take from this moment, you know, you are right now, I don't know, how old are you? Don't ask me how old I am.
I'm 30 going on 17.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, you're a very young man. You're a very young man. You're 30 years old. And you are starting your bio from when I was 14. Something was happening when you were 14 that you woke up one day and you decided that you want to create music. And you took your guitar and 15 years later got you to the point right now that you're playing your songs and you many songs. You were in so many bands. You have very good stuff going on in your life.
I was signed with Bungalow Universal as a producer for about a year, courtesy of Joe Isgrow.
Yeah, it's a big name in this industry, yeah. And everybody knows the name, and oh my gosh, you know, yeah. And okay, but you were 14 one day, and then you were signed by Bungalow Records, Universal, yeah. You know, imprint, then from there to here, how this happened? Oh, I'm sorry. We'll come back to it because, like always, on this radio, phone is the most important. Somebody's calling us, and that's very cool. Hello.
Hi.
Who is this?
I'm listening to the LA Talk Radio Channel 1 right now.
Yes.
And is this number I call into? I have a question for the guest that's on right now.
I would love that. Of course. Welcome. Gary?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, Gary. I have a question. I was listening to your music and I love the song. And you're saying
you.
That you had this problem with alcohol and everything.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, how did you find your way out of that?
Oh, to tell you the truth, what's the word I'm looking for? As cliche as this might sound, for me it's a very blatant truth. I grew up in and around a church. I always believed in Christ, but I just never took that step to really start pursuing a relationship with Him. And I tried Alcoholics Anonymous, and that worked for a little while. And I tried this route and that route, and you know, it was when I finally began pursuing Christ that things started making sense. When I'd sobered up in the past, or tried to, I sobered up, but it was like, for what purpose, if that makes any sense? And it felt like I'd sobered up just to pursue pointless things, and nothing really appealed to me. Nothing seemed like it was worth it, and that's what the difference was. Absolutely, I would have to say Jesus Christ.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm really inspired by your story.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in.
We'll
be having Gary once a while on our show. And like I say, his transformation from a gentleman who was in a trouble and he is flourishing right now. He's really, really very successful man. I think hopefully you can call from time to time and talk to Gary, and maybe you both you will talk outside of the show. And who knows, maybe we'll be with some friendship from that. Then good luck to you with any trouble that you have in life, but thank you for calling. And okay, then coming back, yes, we were talking, you were explaining again your journey from age when you were 14, okay, and explain me how this happened, that you started playing guitar and then you dreamt about to be an artist, and 15 years later you were signed to Bungalow Records to be a producer in this very, very cool record company.
When I was 14, I began playing and recording, and you know, we didn't have multi-track equipment was available back then, but it wasn't like it is today. So I was taking two tape decks and bouncing the song back and forth, lay down the keyboards, then lay down this, and at the end, if you could hear through the hiss, there was some music somewhere in there. But I knew I was going to be a star. star when I was 15 years old. And, of course, that still hasn't happened. And I think
you are a star.
Well, my priorities have changed a little. But I sort of borrowed a family member's car. I told them about it about 10 hours later from a payphone. But I took a drive from Oregon, Portland, Oregon, down to Vine Street. Because I'd read on one of the back of the CDs that Capitol Records was on Vine Street. Oh. And back then, Maggie Sickens was heading up the A&R department. And I got lucky. I talked my way into Capitol Records, and I went up and I jammed out in front of the entire A&R division. And they suffered through it with good spirit.
Lovely.
My voice was cracking. I was still going through puberty, and but it gave me hope. I really loved music, and then when I finally moved down to LA, I began working with Saber Entertainment Records, and took a job doing marketing. I figured if I wasn't gonna get my big million-dollar record deal at that time, second best thing was working for
entertainment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then my first privilege was to put you, Ilona, on a CD with Ashley Simpson and the Chemical Brothers, and we sold a quarter million copies at least.
Just amazing, Gary. And I. Is okay. Another story. I believe that people are meeting for the reason. I believe that your struggle also, and you coming back from the struggle so strong and so beautiful and so happy right now, makes me love you so much more. Because, like I say, you were 21 when you started working with our company, and you are the one who had no experience almost in how to sell the artist. But because of your passion, and you really liked me, I know I'm much older than you, but you just liked me, and you liked my music, and you just said, I know I can do it. And that's the lesson for everybody. You know, we do not know really what is lying for us in the future. But if you want something so much and you don't question your abilities, you just say, I will make this happen. And doesn't matter if the end is what you really wanted. The journey to get you there is just fascinating. But you got me there. You were the first man who really, I could say, believed in me. In America, because I'm saying everybody knows that my accent is a little funny and my music is also unusual, but you just never question that. You just never question my music. You just say, okay, she's got a great product. You know, songs are great. I will make happen something for her.
I think the product really stands for itself. And I say that, for this. European artists, as a general rule of thumb, do not do well in the United States.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. And then, of course, you've got the fact that you're not 13 years old.
Absolutely.
And everything was working against you.
Everything, yeah.
But the music was just solid. And I'm not going to say who, because he would kill me now. I've actually developed a relationship with him. But the particular programmers that I spoke with and wound up getting them to give you a chance to see the same thing that I'd seen in you, and as a result of that, you wind up on this amazing disc. Yeah. That went out and was played all across the country, and I think that was a fabulous thing.
I just thank you so much, and again, I believe that now is the time for me to just bring you to the studio and make your music to be heard, and we are working in a studio a lot. Then outside of your hopes to become a star, because we all are hoping, this is LA, this is the, town of the people who hope to become stars, we are doing very, very heavy duty to become one, okay? And then you are playing a lot of instruments, okay? I know that when I met you, you had your guitar, you were in my studio, we were recording some songs that I remembered my first present for you was to pay your session in a Blue Moon studio for your session to record your first song. And you were so gorgeous. Okay, again, ladies, go and check Facebook. I know he's taken. I know he's married. But still, Gary's a beautiful man. And, then in the studio, he was just shining. There was the place that Gary belongs. I knew it this right away. And his way of singing is so aggressive, so unusual. His vocals, I think when you hear his voice, you will never forget. And that's why I love what you do. And I will be your fan forever. And I believe that something because of you helped me, I helped you. And we believe in each other. And then you are down and up and I'm up and down. Right now I'm down, but I will be up very soon. You know, then something is there that great things will happen. And that's what you are here right now for.
Yeah. And regarding the Facebook thing, for anybody who's interested in getting to know me, if you go right this second to Facebook, you will not find me. We were going to be promoting my my Indaba Music, which is indabamusic.com profile. However,
but go on Accent On a Facebook page with your a link to your
a link to the Indaba, but later this evening I will be opening and unlocking my Facebook page. The email address that's tagged to it is myindie, that's INDIE, artist@gmail.com. It's Gary Denham, DENHAM. And by midnight tonight, it will be searchable on Facebook, so you can feel free to add me as a friend and I'll approve you.
Oh, I love it. We give birth or rebirth to the site that I hope will flourish also. And I know because we were producing artists together, and I know that's something that you do also. Then tell me, you are working in my studio, but then one day I went into your studio. You had pretty beautiful studio, perfectly done, perfectly open. You had great party with amazing people coming from the record companies. I met a lot of great people, great hip-hoppers, great artists, and your studio was so perfect, and then life really crashed on you. And you can, if you wish, you can tell us a little bit, but yeah, that was the trouble, because I know that 2 weeks later, you needed to destroyed your studio a few weeks later.
Yeah, it was not that long. It's really simple. We were coming into 2008 and the economy was destroyed, and there were studios all over. I would say within a 10 block radius, because my studio was over one block away from Fountain and La Brea.
Yeah.
In that 10 block radius there, probably 100 studios went out of business
but
in that 6 month period of time.
Beautiful. You did this so perfect. It was in your home, but it was so well produced. You had booth for the singers. We were recording great young people there. You know, there was just
a lot of fun.
So much fun. And I know this is something that eventually we'll be doing anyway, because we, you know, the production value and songwriter, your talent, you know, and your guitar playing, which I know that we have one more song in the end of the show that we'll be playing. Please, people, listen to him playing guitars. He is so driven. It's like his voice. Something is there about the way how you play guitar and how you sing, how really honest, and even when you are hard rock. I know that you are saying that you love Disturbed, Korn, Stone Temple Pilots, and Creed. That's your heroes, and probably you have more right now.
I would say in terms of sound, you know, having had my own studio, sound is such an important thing for me. And so the sound of artists such as Disturbed, Korn, Stone Temple Pilots, they had that sound that was just this very driving, driven, and at the same time hit that dark spot. And having been in so many dark places of my own, I was able to identify with that. But I would have to say, my number one favorite band of all time, the sound that I would love to aspire to on a particular record, would be that of a band called Skillet.
Oh, wonderful. And I don't know if people will agree with me, but I promise people, because I'm now wishing for something for you, that we can make a promise that 4 months from now we'll create a song that will be ballad for you. Because I also know Gary to being very, very beautiful singer when he sings ballads. His way of writing and his drive is to be very aggressive and, you know, just strong singer. But he could be so vulnerable. And many times when we were in a studio, you were singing for me songs, and you just are amazing. You always took my breath away because it's just so gorgeous. Are you agreeing that maybe in a few months we'll come back to the Accent On and we'll be just singing or playing the song that is just a lyrical ballad, still hard rock and rock, but will be maybe a little bit pop rock? And oh my gosh, I hope people will love it too.
Yeah, you know, I can definitely say we could probably do something.
Oh, you would like to sing something, maybe a cappella, because people will never believe how gorgeous you are when you sing live. Okay, Garrett, I love it. Sing it something for me. Sing it, baby!
Don't put me on the spot or anything.
Oh, no. But just sing it. I know you can do it, yes.
Okay. You know, there's a song, talking of ballads, by Lone Star.
Of course, I love Lone Star, the country guy. Okay. And, Amazed? Which song you'll be singing?
Sure, I'll do Amazed.
Oh my gosh, Amazed. I love Amazed.
You know, at least the first few lines.
Okay.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away.
Beautiful. And this is a country. You know, I know you can be everything, and that's what is the trouble, because great singer, unusual singer can do all. And but you have some roots. You like country music also, yes?
By default, I grew up on a Tennessee walking horse farm with 25 Tennessee walking horses.
Okay, people don't hate me when I will turn Gary into pop, country, rock, a star, because I think when we put you in a, you know, great boots and a great cowboy hat, you can really fool a lot of people or make you fall in love with you.
Well, I don't mind the cowboy hat, but I am not wearing any more Wrangler.
Okay, yeah, we have Erica with us. I think that's a big, big, wonderful part of your life right now. And I know you being happy, then very, very unhappy. Then I know you two when you were crushed and now you are in love and you have this wonderful, beautiful wife with you. Hi, Erica. Before Gary entered the studio, we had 2 minutes and you describe. I ask you, why do you like Gary? Why? What is about him that you fell in love with? And you said something so special. I hope you can repeat the same way, but anyway, it will be very sweet. Tell me, because wife is very important in man's life, and of course, a good husband, but tell me, what do you think? Why do you love him?
I love my husband because when I first saw him, I knew that there was something very different about him. And I don't have to be, you know, 40 or 50 years old to have experience in the world, but I know that there's not a lot of good people. And my husband's a very good man, and the good in him will always overcome his battles that he's facing. And I really do feel like it's God's mercy that I am his wife.
Oh, Erica.
Yes, he's a very good man.
My gosh. Gary, you're lucky. I know you are a very good man. You are a sweet man. You are an honest man. You like to give. You are a very honorable man. You know, even when the tough times when you had very little money or something, I remember you coming, you know, and paying for singing lessons, doing everything right because you try to do things right. And having her next to you, this gorgeous, gorgeous woman, you know, you must feel very lucky.
I do. it kind of brings me to how we met, or rather how we came to get married. It's a whole nother story, but the long and the short of it is, you know, she first time that I met Erica, that we hung out, I should say, you know, she just starts going off talking for half an hour about how she wants to be this godly wife when she gets married. Of course, at that moment, marriage is not something we were discussing. But she's like, you know, when I get married, I know that my place is to serve my husband, and I'm going to be there for my husband and let him be the head of the household. And she's going off, and all I'm seeing is this woman's getting more and more beautiful as she's talking, which is a rare thing for some women. But she, you know, she talks, and I knew on the spot, as soon as she, you know, starts going into this monologue of exactly who she's gonna be, I knew I had to marry her, and that it. It was she was somebody God put in front of me, and
how long did you date? 2 days.
Well, I have to give an answer with this. You know, I've watched people date and be in a relationship for years, and then finally get married and have it fail a year later. And my belief is there's a lack of people that are willing, a lack of believers who are willing to really trust God. And and along with that, you know, I see people that go to church with me that are, you know, aren't married and are you know, sleeping together and this and that, and eventually going to get there because that's what our culture calls for. So when I met Erica, I told her, I said, listen, I said, if we're going to do this, I want to do this God's way, and I have faith. If you're, you know, if your proclamation of faith is what you say it is, and I believe that it is based on what I see of you, I'm willing to make that same statement. Let's do this God's way and let him work it out. And it was weird. We got married a couple weeks after that conversation. Oh. And maybe it was a week or two. It was weird. It was so weird because we weren't just trusting God in terms of the marriage. We were trusting God that we were eventually going to fall in love. Wow. In the real love that comes with, yes, knowing somebody for a while. And that's happened, and I'm madly in love with my wife.
Gosh, what a different story. You know, it's 2013, but, you know, listening to the fresh story like that, this is the different way. You did your way. You both did your way. You know, your marriage and your relationship is growing because you believe that your statement about honesty and loving your husband forever and being for him, and you liking her statement, because that's what you really are looking for, and always you are looking for the safety and having somebody to trust, have a woman who really loves you, and you are a very sweet gentleman. Then you wanted to give this back to woman. I know you very well, but outside of that, you were the troubled man, and I think ladies couldn't find really the honesty with you because you covered with the toughness, you know, unusual things and the troubles that you were going through. And I think she really saw that the bestest of you, and I'm so happy for you. Anyway, okay, Gary, explain to me, you are playing guitar, yes, bass guitar, you are playing...
I've been playing, I play guitar, bass guitar. I get along on drums, although I'll always take the seasoned guy to come in and do the recording session. I've been really... my guitar has really become more proficient over the last year, which unfortunately you don't really hear with either of the two songs, the one that was played earlier, the one you're about to hear.
Yeah.
But some other tracks that I'm working on right now, it's kind of like I got done playing these lead lines, and you know, by definition, I've really never been a lead guitarist. And I got done with these lead lines, and I'm, you know, looking back at them and having the people that are there in the studio with me looking at it and going, did that just like come off of my fingers? I'm looking to see if there's fire or something. You know, the fingers are moving really fast, and it's starting to become really instinctual for me, which is something I'm really blessed, you know, feel very blessed by God about. But I recently had some hand trauma. I broke my right hand as that was healing up, broke my left front pointer finger.
I don't want to know, what did you do?
I slammed it in a drawer, but you can see the bones still wanting to come through the surface there, and it's making mobility a little.
Oh, that's for guitar playing. It must be painful.
It's getting less and less painful, but yeah.
Okay. Looks like we have... Oh, I was waiting for this phone call because that's the most... for me, it's very important phone call. We are talking to Brenda Small. Hi, Brenda. She's a president of...
Hi, Ilona.
Yes, a Gift of Life, LA chapter. Brenda, so nice you can call us today. I know that next week you'll be with me in the studio and we'll be having fun talking about so many things related to your organization. Brenda, you came back from El Salvador recently, yes?
Yes, I did. Yes.
This, I don't know, because I know you, like I say, and you are so busy woman. You are a wonderful mother of three gorgeous girls, and you spend so much time devoting your time to this non-profit organization, which is a purely volunteer job for you, and this is a Gift of Life International. Brenda, you were in El Salvador, you know, and you are there back and forth this time. What did you do there?
Well, what I wanted to tell you tonight is one of the really touching experiences that I had when I was there last week was, you know, we have an extension of our surgical program that we are setting up there. We're working to build a pediatric cardiac program in El Salvador. There's only one children's hospital in the entire country to serve all the children that need heart surgery. So we're working on that program. But we have another very important part of our program, and it's called a nutritional assistance program. And what we do is for every single family that is operated at the hospital there in El Salvador, we conduct a socioeconomic profile for the family, and we have a criteria that we have in place. And if they qualify, which many of the families do because many of them live in extreme poverty, they become enrolled in what we call our nutritional assistance program. Now, each child that gets enrolled in this program has to have a sponsor. It's only $500 for a whole year to sponsor a family, which is really nothing when you think about how much it costs us to go to the market. I mean, I spend a lot at the market with three kids. Absolutely. But I had the opportunity to go about 3.5 hours outside of the main city when I was there the last time, and I went to visit one of the children who had been operated last year at their home. And it's actually one of my favorite things to do because it's such an eye-opening experience. But some of these children are just so poor, and it's so wonderful that we're able to give them more of a second chance by offering this nutritional program to them. This one little girl in particular that I went to visit, she has to walk 6 miles to school one way and then 6 miles home. And she's now 9 years old, and she's in first grade because she never had an opportunity to walk to school before because her heart wasn't working properly. And now she's got all this energy, and she really doesn't mind the 6 mile walk, but that's pretty far. But, you know, we went to their home, and you have to literally climb through a barbed wire fence to get to the house. And the house is something that they constructed themselves, and it's made out of bamboo and black plastic garbage bags with a dirt floor. They cook over an open fire, and it just really touched me, and it broke my heart to see how they have to live. And how, you know, there's a mother, a single mother of four, and she survives. And this program that we are offering them offers so much help to them, and they're so grateful for the monthly food distributions. And I just wanted to share that because anybody can be a sponsor of one of these children, and it makes such a difference in their lives.
I know. You know, I remember our first shows in Kenyan Club. You know, I remember so many people just put the money on the pictures of the children who just needed to have a operation.
Right.
I know I chose Jocelyn, not like I chose child. I just decided that, you know, I can help also. And I know she's a healthy girl, and she went through few operations. Yes. How old is Jocelyn right now?
Jocelyn actually just turned 9.
Oh, wow. She was tiny. I had her in my arms a few days ago. I was flipping through old pictures, and I just, you know, when you brought her here after a second operation or something, she was in my arms, you know. You just feel like, oh, my God, this child can breathe. She looks healthy. And Brenda, again, you know, Accent On is honored to have a gift of life, honored to work with Brenda Small, and honored to hope that we can bring more people, of course, giving money to this organization, because we need the food, we need medicine, we need so much, you know, to help this very, very poor country and these children who have heart problems. And you know how to do it. And, you know, anybody who would like to contact you, where we can find you, Brenda?
Either on our website, giftoflifela.org, or our international website, giftoflifeinternational.org, or even better is on our Facebook page. Again, there's a Facebook for Gift of Life Los Angeles, and there's another Facebook for Gift of Life International. So any of those ways are, you know, a great way to contact us, and you can help in so many different ways.
Or even they can just get you on your private website, Brenda Small, and, you know, and just accent on, And I say again, I have great, great artists with me today, and we work so many, many years. I know that in my mind, I know we'll be putting big show together with many of my friend artists, and we'll be just making money. I will say we're making money for Gift of Life International, and hopefully we all, a few of us, can go to El Salvador and give the money to the children and feel like we did something good in life, because that's what I want to do. I know Gary's 100% with me. Erica will do this same, and I know you will meet them eventually. And I love you, Brenda, for what you do. I know you raised $12,000 in another little tiny 24 hours no sleeping time in your life. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, just a couple of weeks ago on March 1st, I had 20 teenagers join me to stay awake for 24 hours straight, and they all went out and got pledges for us in advance of the event, and we were able to raise $12,000. That will all go towards saving these children's lives and providing them nutrition and everything that we need down there so that we can help more kids. So, you know, thank you to our sponsors, which were MB2 Raceway and Amici's Pizza and Alamo Restaurant here in Agora. You know, they helped us out a lot, but a very special thank you to all these teenagers who dedicated their time to raising this money so that they could help kids that are less fortunate than them.
I love it. I love. Gary, do you like it, what Brenda says?
Yeah, absolutely. And
do you think we can do something together for this organization and help Brenda to raise money, and maybe we'll...
Yeah, possibly if we could get a show together.
That's what I have you for.
Absolutely. I'd love to be of assistance.
I know that David Arkenston also wants to do it, then we'll be having amazing, amazing show, and just we'll pick only place. Maybe we'll be Canyon Club. Brenda, I love you. I know I will see you next week in person on Accent On in L.A. Talk Radio Studios. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, and we'd love to have any of you come down and join us in El Salvador at any time.
Thank you. We will do it. We'll do it. Okay, Ronan, will you come with us to El Salvador?
Of course.
Because, you know, we have Ronan. He's so sweet. Today I lost for the second engineer who works with me on Accent On. And I know that Ronan is the one of guy who helps us. And I know he will probably like to be part of anything that you do, yes?
Sure.
Do you have your favorite organization, a non-profit organization? Do you have any organization that you like to work with, or you had no chance yet?
No, I don't have any preferences yet.
Wonderful. Do you like children?
Of course. I have a 4-year-old daughter of my own.
Oh, wow. No, there may be, you know, Gift of Life is something that we can work together. I don't know. All our heads can go together, and we can create something really, really nice. LA Talk Radio is a wonderful place. I'm sure we'll sponsor our show in the future. And you will be engineering our big show. What about that?
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much. I know that we have one more song and to play. And then, yes, yeah. Maybe we'll be having 1 or 2 minutes later to say bye to our people. But if not, let's tell us what is the song.
Yeah. This song is a song I actually wrote very recently. And it was a song about when I had taken 30 days sober. And, you know, there's two lines in the chorus. The first two lines...
Now you need to talk from your head.
No, I'm sorry. The first two lines in the chorus are, "Stop me when my head's not mine. Convict me when my heart's not right." And then it goes on to say, "Hold me when I'm feeling fine. Let me know everything's going to be all right." And it's just a song that the verses are talking about my personal struggle, and then we get into that chorus, and I'm just reaching out to Christ and saying, "Hey, here's where I'm at, and I'm giving this to you." And that's what the song's about.
Be all right. We are wishing everybody to have a beautiful, beautiful evening, and Gary will be coming back and talking about his business side of Gary's brain, because, boy, he's a businessman also. Thank you so much. See you all. If not, we'll be listening to each other on Monday.
Can't do this anymore. listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.